This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do have an update on the story that we were just telling before the break, BT, about you potentially stiffing somebody out of the pool, Super Bowl pool. I was given bad information, so now I have to take the L on that. Sean Marash, who worked at CBS Sports Network all those years ago, he clarified things. Quote, he just texted me, "Sal, you got this story wrong." Okay, and I was telling you, I got it from a couple sources here. I wasn't 100% sure.
He said one of them was good, though. You said it was a really good source.
Yeah, well, it was, but here's how. Now maybe the lines got crossed. So it was Hadassi who ran the pool. And I told you there was, you know, Hadassi was a little, you know, shady at times.
Okay.
This is Marash telling me this.
All right.
Hadassi spent the pool money for the Super Bowl.
Oh,
so
God.
He spent whatever pool money. He didn't pay Mike Diaz, who I guess won. Mike Diaz, CBS Sports Network, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Okay. And then he blamed, Hadassi blamed BT and others for paying late as a delay tactic. So that is how your name got in there.
It sounds like a reputable tournament that you want to be a part of.
But so Hadassi, yeah, exactly.
Who would want to jump in on that?
But so when Hadassi went to pay out the winner, Diaz, Hadassi said, "Oh, BT didn't pay and all that stuff." So I guess you
know BT didn't win, but I can promise you BT didn't, withhold his, oh man.
Marash furthers it by
saying, "Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that."
Yeah, I'm glad we got clarification on that because I was a little worried. I heard that, and I'm thinking, man, BT, that's not like BT.
You're not worried. You started to start trouble. Is what you trying to do?
Like,
you're not worried.
Oh, come on.
It's not a character flaw or fear. It's like, what can I go on the air and have a little fun, which I appreciate, by the way, having fun. How can I try to turn a little teeny tiny molehill into an absolute Swiss mountain? And even if I'm not right in the process, get a couple of laughs on the air. And then if I'm wrong, at least be man enough to circle back admit that it was erroneous information 3 minutes after you delivered it on the air.
I figured that by me coming to you, you would nip it in the bud and say, "What are you talking about? I remember that pool. I paid this guy, that guy." And instead it was cloudy. It's years ago, so you didn't know. I'm glad we had Marash to clean things.
Well, listen, Sean has many purposes. One is hoping, like you, that St. John's loses. And the other is to make sure that when stories get hijacked, he checks in with the right info.
Maybe the second part of that is correct. I do not hope St. John's loses ever.
Yeah.
Now, I'm glad we got clarification on that, but
that's
I figured
good.
I had to bring that to the table.
I feel good.
And then Sean
I feel so much better. I got to get something off my chest after about something. Nothing about.
Yeah. Okay, go
ahead. I finish up.
Well, I was just going to say, Sean just says he refused to allow Hadasi in the knockout pool since this all went down. So there is lingering effect here for Hadasi.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so he has been penalized and put in pool jail.
Glad
okay.
we could put that to bed.
There
okay.
you go. Get a nice little nap right there.
Yeah.
So this is not a big deal, but I really just don't understand why people get so excited about this. This is not a Yankee thing. This is not a Met thing. This is a baseball and also a Yankee and a Met thing. So both teams are putting out the menus for the season.
What?
And Darren Revelle, you know, I know a little bit. And I like Darren, but, you know, he tweeted the food and this is coming out and this is happening. And then, like, people, dude, they... It's like people...
Go ahead.
I can't say what I want to say, but people are getting so excited over ballpark food. I don't understand the appeal of it. First of all, you're going to die if you eat it too often because the calories and the oils and the other stuff that's going to clog up your arteries. Like, to me, the appeal was to go to the game, to watch the game and maybe have a beer or two, maybe suck down a hot dog, some nachos, a pretzel,
basic stuff. Knish was my thing. I love
Knishes. Yeah. I haven't gotten a Knish at a ballpark. I used to get Knishes when I used to play because they'd have the little push hot dog cart at the ball at the field where I used to play. I don't really get Knishes at stadiums. Love Knishes, though.
The Shea Stadium Knishes is great.
You slice them open. You put the onions in there, actually.
Like, I would not do that, but I would do that. Okay.
So I do like food, and I like to eat, but these creations, like, they actually excite people, and I don't understand, and I'm not even, like, taking a shot. I'm really trying to understand why food excites people and teams when they drop their menus the way it does. It makes no sense to me.
It has become, and it's been this way for years, really since...
Yeah, last 10 years.
I was going to say, really since the new ballparks, I've felt a significant change. I used to go to a game, Shea Stadium, Yankee Stadium, to watch the game. Go sit in my seat because there was really nothing else to do. Maybe you grab a drink. Maybe you grab some food so you're not hungry. It wasn't five-star dishes. There weren't a billion options. I went to the ballpark. I know, I'm crazy. To watch a baseball game.
Same here.
And now... And maybe it's changed and evolving with the world where people just can't sit there and watch a game. So it's like, hey, come to us. And now it's an outing. Come to Yankee Stadium and you have all these things at your fingertips, all these different great five-star options. Same thing at Citi Field.
Everywhere. Yeah. You know, like the Rangers. Like, it's always going to be a little geographically slanted. So, like, you might have, like, a salsa thing in Texas or, like, maybe a fish thing down in Florida. I don't understand the appeal. I'm not even knocking it. Like, listen, I live by, if you either want it or you don't necessarily have to knock something. But
right.
I just don't understand the adulation, the affection, the excitement. I almost see people on Twitter, they're more excited for a hot dog with mac and cheese than they are Juan Soto digging into the freaking batter's box. I don't get it, man.
Did you, on that same topic, we didn't get to it yesterday because we ended up being too busy, did you see the new thing that they're going to be doing at Citi Field?
I did. I'd like to get into this a little minor leagueish, in my opinion. Here.
Yeah, so they are going to have the mascot race.
Oh, God, yes. Well, you lose Grimace, you got to replace him with something. You lose OMG, you got to replace it with something. You're the Mets fan, and you generally are a little bit of the fun police with these gimmicks.
Yeah.
I want you to first crack here.
My initial thought when I saw it.
Biting off the Nationals, by the way, with the president.
Well, that's what
and
I have
the
an
Brewers.
Issue. Yeah, that's what I have an issue with. Can you be original here? Like, what's next? We're going to do Mr. Freeze in between innings as well?
Yeah, Mr. Freeze.
Take it from the Atlanta thing, right? That's what they call it.
I know the race, right?
The Brooklyn Slice, the Bronx Zoo Giraffe.
The Giraffe, I know, for the Bronx
what
Zoo.
What do we...
You had the bread, each borough. You had the Giraffe, you had the pizza, you had the subway car, the ferry for Staten Island.
And the skyscraper.
And the skyscraper. All right, I love everything about New York, and I love the symbolism of it, but you're going to have these big buffoons running around the outfield track during
City, Citi Field. I don't know, Citi Field might have had it, but Shea Stadium used to have the subway race.
On
the Diamond Vision.
Yes,
yeah,
Yankee Stadium.
Okay.
I like that.
That was cool. Now you're saying you want to evolve it? All right, we'll make it nice maybe on the big screen. Do you need to have a mascot race? I'm not going to go nuts about it. People are going to love it, and they get into it. And Citi Field, they've done a nice job of making it a lot more than the game.
No question.
I'm still at my core. I don't need the music. I don't need the lights.
Oh, I like the music. Yeah. And I like the lights, too. I think that adds to it.
It's fine.
I like the lights.
I'm just saying, I don't need it.
Yeah.
I went to 50 games in 2000.
Yeah.
I don't remember one light show or, you know, outside of when they won Who Let the Dogs Out or Mojo Rising, whatever years they made. Okay, that's at the end of the game. I watched the game. I was into the game. But again, I'm going back 25 years, so I get it. I'm an old man now at 45, 46 years old, I guess. I'm not trying to be the fun police on this. I just feel like it's about everything other than the freaking game.
More, listen, more appeal for kids, which I get. And, yeah, that's why I'm not, you know, I'm kind of kidding around calling it minor league-ish. I'm not here.
Well, it is. The Yankees aren't doing it.
Yeah, but the Yankees have done some other stuff that maybe isn't.
The
beard policy's gone. So even the, not that I care. Well, I don't mind Cotton Eye Joe. I got to be honest with you.
Man, that's lame.
You can knock me all you want. Even when I hear YMCA and I start seeing
this,
I don't care. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, that's
fair.
I don't
care what anybody says. I like it. It's fun. So
that is lame and corny. But yeah, I get it.
If people are going to enjoy, you know, the five boroughs, the symbols of each borough, run around. I'm not here to knock it. What I used to love, and it's really, really hard. You almost have to guess. Is when I first saw this, you know, like on a street corner, guys like, you know, Stella, you pay like $5. He's got the three cups. You put a little peanut or put a little quarter, and you switch the cups up.
I like that.
I like that. All right, it's all a hustle job. But then you do it on the stadium big board and. They do that, and I'm with it like 90% of the time, and then that last little switcheroo gets me. Like, that's the extent of what I really need to pass my time, because now I have a phone, and now I'm going to have to, you know, talking to my kids, whatever, explaining things about the game. But if it enhances the viewing for some kids or some adults, again, I'm not here to knock it.
People are going to get into it, you know.
I know they are.
Even probably me.
No, you're not.
You're not.
You didn't get into Grimace.
That's different.
So why would you get into this?
Because it's competition. And I like competition, and I don't know if it's fixed or not, but there is something. I've seen a game in Milwaukee. I've seen a game at Nationals Park, so I've seen those things.
Is it fun?
It is fun to watch. I like when they fall.
That's hysterical.
So it is going to be entertaining. So that's why I said at first I was going to rip it, and I don't love the idea that it's about everything other than the actual game and the team.
Yeah.
But it is going to be entertaining and more fun.
But I don't know that it's going to be entertaining enough. I've got to study the costumes. I saw them being introduced yesterday as they called them out one by one to a rousing ovation.
Here's the Brooklyn pizza.
Hey, you're looking a little greasy, pizza. No, but I mean, like, I feel like the uniforms or the costumes aren't cumbersome enough. Like, you look at the Presidents, you look at the sausage out there
in
Milwaukee,
they're
going to fall. I mean, if you just get a little out of routine running, you're going, you know, head over heels down in a face plant, which is fun. I feel like their legs are too free. They're going to actually be able to run too effectively. It's not going to be funny.
Also, if it is the same person in the same costume, then you might have a pattern. Right, like if the fastest person is the Queen's Subway.
Do you think there's a rotational basis, or do you think they
actually sign these
costumes to minor league deals to prove themselves?
Well, that's how I was going to further it. Is this on the up and up? Can they not have the Queen's Subway beating the Bronx Giraffe every time?
Wow.
Right, the Bronx can't win a thing.
That's what I'm saying. Giraffe, how could you have that win? Place would go nuts booing.
Well, I mean, yeah, that might draw my ire a little bit.
I
am laughing about, like, you can't disrespect the Bronx. Now, your buddy Hector. Where's Hector from?
Washington Heights.
And what teams do you root for?
The Mets.
All right. So, I mean, not everybody in that area is most 90%, 95 Yankee fans. Not everybody.
Right.
So you're going to run the risk of alienating patrons by just playing.
Maybe not.
I don't think the Mets will do that. What I do think they might do, I think you might get a situation where at some point during the summer, once the clear favorite is established, I think Mr. Met might jump into it, and then he might drop. Like,
he'd get run out of the building. His head's too big.
I don't know. But, you know, I think that you can do it where you can incorporate Mr. and Mrs. Maybe a little tag team, a little baton. You can have some situations going on.
The Mets got a relay race.
Honest question. Did you guys remember when the dancers were on last year at all?
No.
Exactly. So we're going to forget this too.
I didn't complain with the dancers on the dugout.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I don't remember.
You did not like that. I didn't.
But
I didn't even care about that.
But the point is, we don't even remember when it happened.
Right.
So you're not going to remember. You're not going to see it.
Well, how could you remember that when you had things like Grimace and Hawk Tua? Those things we. Now that would be a race. Grimace. Hawk Tua. Yeah. Who else do we have from
Timmy
last
there.
Year?
Throw a little human. Timmy Trumps. Get him out
Timmy
there.
Trump.
See what Timmy's up to. How's Timmy doing, by the way? Is Timmy ready?
I'm worried about Diaz. His velocity.
Are you really?
Down.
What is he down to though? He's not down like 6 miles per. What is he down? A tick or two?
The whole appeal to? Of him is he has not been the same velocity since he hurt himself in the WBC.
In the WBC, I know, but what is he down to? Do you know, Hoff? Like, he's not down
I think
to
it's
like
96.
90, okay,
and maybe 97. No, I think the
well, 97
his,
is.
I want to say in his last, he pitched back to back days, right? Recently in,
yeah,
in
he did.
Spring,
he did.
And on the second day, I think he was sitting 93, 95.
On the same. Well, 93 is a problem.
No, well, between 93
is a big problem.
So between 93, 95, but he maxed out at, let's say, 95.
But is,
I could be off.
I don't even love him maxing at 95.
Yeah, that's between 93 and 95.
See? But that was on the back end of it. That was on the second day of a back-to-back. Now, is it arm fatigue? Is it, God forbid, there's something a little structurally off? I don't know. I'm not even going to guess. But I don't know that it's completely uncommon to get – usually it happens a week or two before now. Usually by opening day, the arms are built up, and you get that dead arm, they call it, maybe like 2 weeks in, and that's when you see the drop in velo. Maybe a little more concerning that it's like right before the start of the season. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, I – the relievers are they're tricky. I mean, outside of two or three in the history of the game, you don't always know what you're getting.
And that would be a big problem with the Mets if Diaz isn't himself. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan live from Studio 42 at MLB Network Studios. Baseball Eve, Al Leiter will join us when we come back.
So here we are, Game 3 of the World Series.
Yeah, by the way,
against
how you doing,
Al? How you doing? What's
up, dude?
And they got the Baja Boys.
Oh,
the Baja Men.
Baja Men. And somebody thought, because we used to play this after wins, whatever, with the Mojos Rise and all that.
That's a good
they
song.
Got the Baja Men in front of our dugout at Shea Stadium in the World Series. These guys wouldn't stop singing. We're on the field. The guys are warming up. They're like, hey, get these guys off. And it became like the running joke, especially for the Yankee fans, because they're like, oh, my God, you had the Baja Men. And it was a little embarrassing. The umpires are looking at these guys going, what are you doing? This is a World Series game. And they had their shot, man. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Mojo Rise, it would have worked better.
Mojo,
that's a good one. Get your Mojo Rise.
That was great, man. We were just saying that before.
There you go, Al. Look
by the way,
you gotta keep on rising.
So you know how we got that, right? Lou, our great PR guy here.
Love Lou.
Now, how did you get the Mojo Rising?
It was Robin Ventura. You know, he was just into the Doors and California and all the, like, and Robin was like, he was cool.
99 was Mojo Rising? Because in the Who Let the Dogs Out was 2000, or were they both?
You know what? I'm mixing it up. 99 was,
Mojo Rising.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, I was there for a lot of these games. I know you were on the team, but I was in the stands for a lot of these games.
maybe I ought to ask you questions.
Yeah, ask me something about the
Mets. How was your teammate, Joe McEwing? Who? No, I love Joey Mack. Joey Mack.
Yeah, remember, I worked with Deal, too, over at SNY, and he says the same thing about that Baja Men. And, Al, it's a nice transition, actually, to
How's
now.
How's Todd doing?
Great. Al, say hello to him when I get over there. He, you guys, you know, back then were obviously second citizen, losing in the World Series. Joe, you had Brandon Nimmo just the other day talk about how they don't want to be second citizen anymore. The Mets want to be the premier team in town. How does that make you feel? Somebody who played for both sides, but obviously went against the Yankees in the World Series in 2000.
Look, the second citizens or second tier, that was never admitted, certainly, or I had never felt that way. Certainly where I was in my career coming back to New York after I started with the Yankees and played in Toronto and Florida and won a couple World Series. And I was a Mets fan. So, but the reality of not being delusional was the Yankees were not only forget about New York City, they were great, right? Multiple wins, back-to-back wins, the whole mid to late 90s, even if you include 03 when they lost to the Marlins. I mean, that was a great run.
Yep.
But the reality now is, and Nimmo's right, like you got the biggest fish. That's not a pitcher and a hitter in Ohtani, but Juan Soto picked the Mets.
From the Yankees.
Listen,
he's got his arm on BT's shoulder.
For those who can't see, he just put his hand on like the consoling. What happened.
But I will tell
I know,
you
Al.
Are you
and by the way, we still
it?
Got Judge. Am I upset?
Yeah.
I was upset. I'm not going to lie. He's a great hitter. I love the pivot. But, you know, and based on what they could have done, I think they've got a long way to go. I'm a little worried about the Yankees, but he picked the Mets. You got to move on. I get it.
Are you more worried because of
Gerrit Cole, or are you more worried because of...
I think I'm more worried about Luis Gil. Like, not the Yankees won a lot of games the first couple of months without Gerrit Cole a year ago, and maybe this is a bit of a leap of faith on my part. I do think Max Fried will offer, you know, a pretty close approximation, I think, to what Gerrit Cole usually does. And if that happens, then it's not like you lost Cole, but if you lose Gil, he's going to be out a couple of months. Unless he comes back straight at some point, I think they'll be good, but I don't think this is a Yankee powerhouse. I just don't.
Well, I agree. And look, of all the years that the Yankees, the Bronx Bombers, unbelievable at-bats, notorious for 5, 6, 7, 8 pitch at-bats, you're exhausted even if you get the guy out after 8 pitches, 3, 4, 5 foul balls. They always had good pitching,
mm-hmm.
you know, from David Cones, and Duque, and Pettit,
yep.
and, you know, Roger when he was, all of it. But where I'm not too concerned. We're in a sport now that has 12 playoff teams.
Yeah.
And we saw 2 years ago when Arizona slipped in into the playoffs in Texas, and
yep.
they played in a World Series. So, and then a couple years ago, not too far off, was the Marlins made the playoffs. So I think where the Yankees know they are, they're definitely one of the top one or two or three in the American League. They are. You know, we get centric on our teams, right? You're looking at the Yankees or you're looking at the Mets is like, ah!
And you fixate on the negative
but
almost,
every, right?
Right,
but,
yeah,
but
I know
every other fan base and every other radio station across America is doing the same stuff.
I've said that line. I
yeah,
agree with that.
So, but where it's going to be interesting, because the trade deadline now, because they don't have non-waiver trade deadline anymore. It's July 31. You don't improve your team after that. Your roster is what it is, the 40-man down to the minor leagues. So that makes the move in July really important for a team that already has what's the Yankee payroll?
305, 305, 306.
Less than the Mets.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, come on, Al.
No, man. I'm going to be there opening day against Toronto.
Here we go.
Me and Johnny Franco.
Right next to the Baja Boys. You guys can do the rendition.
We won't have the Baja Boys.
What's the role? We just had Johnny Ompton not too long ago. He's always around the city. Are you sitting there? Are you hanging out in the suite? Or what do you got going on?
They got us. It's 25th anniversary of the 2000 team, the National League Championship team.
We're celebrating that?
Do they give rings out for that? I'm just curious.
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay.
Well, and by the way, the ring I got, which I'm very happy, I have a couple world championship rings, isn't nearly what the league championship rings are now.
Really?
Oh, my God.
The
league
is nice.
Some of these American League, National League rings, they're beautiful. I mean, they've gone next
level. How much are they worth? Like $15,000 each? Something like that?
I think it's more of a collector value, right?
Okay.
I think the actual diamonds and golds and all that, mm-hmm. it's probably $10,000.
Doc, the other day, Doc at SNY was showing me his retirement, the number 16 ring.
Yeah.
And that's significantly bigger than the 86 World Series championship ring, to your point.
Yeah.
Although that's
all sentimental, right? I mean, if somebody's going to buy the 86... whatever guy ring, like they're overpaying because
they put it at conference like a piece of art in their home.
Are they going to honor you guys on the field at all this year?
Yeah,
nice
for this at opening.
Yeah,
day?
They're going to do a little something. Well, it coincides with their last league championship team in the 15 team when they played the Royals.
Right, so I think right, 10 years.
So we got 10, and you know it's a nice thing, you know. And that's all a product of Jay Horowitz. You know, he's an amazing guy. You guys know Jay, right?
Yes, of course. He was at a lot of St. John's games this year, Jay. I saw him like 5 times this year.
And they're honoring Jay the next day.
Awesome. He's a great one. He's
unbelievable.
The best.
Yeah, yeah. Almost as good as Lou.
Yeah.
Not true.
Lou's
great. Jay's listening. I love you, Jay.
What do you
know that.
What do you think, Al, of the Mets rotation going
in? Man, what's going on
here?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Where'd you come back from?
This isn't on air, is it?
You're a lunatic.
We're live on air.
So I'll tell you what happened. So I do the morning show. God, I look like Vinny Barbarino.
Oh, good show. I love it. Can I just tell everybody real fast what you just did? Like, we would know. He comes here. He's got 4 buttons open. Then he looks and he says, what the hell happened to my shirt?
I
don't know. You walked on the set looking like this.
Lou,
I
can't believe you let me do that. I look like something right out of Saturday Night Live. First show I do in the Central with Mark DeRosa, who was on.
He's awesome.
Great guy.
Love him.
Great. You don't have to wear a tie.
Right.
And the way the new setup is here over in Studio 21, the next show, Brian Kenny, because it's for the thinking man, you know, all the analytics stuff, you got to put on a tie. And I didn't have a tie. So they ran a tie over. This is my tie.
And it matches, too.
Yeah,
it's a little, good shade
a good
of blue
job.
On you.
All right. Okay. No
you
more.
Are the best, man.
No more.
You really are a trip.
You got that taken care of. So back to the Mets rotation. I hate that I feel like we've devalued the starting pitcher. I do like that it worked for David Stearns last year. I understand not investing big in that. Where are you at with starting pitching in today's game?
I'm not going to say this Well, I'm going to say it, but I'm not saying it because of what's transpiring for the opening day starter for the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Clay Holmes, I know Yankee fans second half didn't want, you know, they were very upset with him. Meanwhile, he made the All-Star team one of the best closers. I'm watching Clay Holmes, and I'm saying, all right, I know he's given up some runs. Here's a guy who's got a 97-mile-an-hour bowling ball. Instead of it going down, which is just a simple fix. I shouldn't say simple because it's not simple. But the axis of the spin on a two-seamer is literally from 12:30 to 1 o'clock. And it's instead of it getting this down, sink, and then that nasty sweep and slider, he started getting run. And he's getting in bad counts. All right, I'm getting in the weeds here. I don't mean to.
Meaning he just couldn't throw a strike early enough and reliably enough.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
And
he had a lot of this going on, right?
Yes, he did.
So, and then here at free agency, Mets pick him up. And I was like, and I was saying for a long time, I was like, this guy fixed that and come up with a rinky-dink third pitch, either a split or a changeup or something that you use to get guys off of it, especially lefties. This guy's going to be a good starter.
I agree.
So here he is. He has a good spring. He's a starter. And now it's, he's not only a starter, Yanks. He's our opening day starter. I think he's going to be good. They're going to give Senga some more time. I know. But we got to hope for that.
Al, but come on. Opening day starter, a bullpen. I like Clay Holmes.
No, he's not a bullpen. No, get the bullpen thing out. No, he is a starter.
Opening day. You started three opening day. Doc had eight. Well, receiver 11 or whatever it was. Like, opening day means
something. I
should
have four. Bobby Valentine in 2000 said, hey, do you want to go to Japan and pitch against the Cubs? Because we opened over in Japan.
Right.
We talked about that the other day.
And Bobby, because I had already been there a couple years earlier, baseball every other year, we used to have an all-star team. And we go over and play the Japanese all-stars. Great. I said, Bobby, I've been there. I was like, well, what's door number two? He goes, well, you'll then open up at Shea Stadium against the Padres. I'm like, I'll do that. So then years later, I find out.
Derek Bell hit his big two-run homer in that game, if I'm not mistaken.
He did.
2-1, I think you won.
Good memory. Nice.
2-1.
I was there.
I'm glad you didn't say it was 9-8 now. You struggled.
No, 2-1. You pitched the jab.
So I get Shea Stadium opening day. Tom Seaver throwing out the ball and all that. I'm like, that's my opening day. And then years later, it's like, no, you only had three. I'm like, that's four for me.
I have four on our soil.
Right. So we can't make a big deal of that anymore.
No, don't do that. Now where's Sean and I on this?
He's still working his way back.
Love him. Like, you talk about finding something of that crossfire shoot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, nasty. I know. He's got to be healthy. Montas.
But before you move to Montas, here's my question about Manaea. Yeah. And he looked phenomenal. His numbers bear that out. When he made that move, it was unbelievable.
Yep.
Now, hitters will go to school. It's a new windup. It's a different point of release, so they'll have a better sense of who he is. But they'll adjust because they're big league hitters. I don't know this to be true. I think it was the lat, whatever he hurt. When you have such a radically different delivery, I mean, it's night and day. You are now engaging parts of your body that you did not do when you were 16, 18, 22, 23. Even 29, is that a concern that he can stay healthy?
Yes, and I'll say that because if you look at Sean Manaea when he was with Oakland or coming up, it was a version of that delivery. It was. He was a slinging left to right guy. So he exaggerated the landing and made it a little bit more closed off.
Yes,
hide the baseball. Blah blah blah. But you know that he didn't go from like 12 to 6 Ferris wheel to now become a carousel. He's always been there. I think what they're looking at, because a great majority of the injuries in pitchers happens in spring training and the first few weeks in the season because of the training in the winter, because how they lead up to spring training. It's not middle, latter part of the season where guys get hurt. So I don't know, you know, I'm not in the weeds on any of it, but I wonder, you know, was it intercostal? What?
I thought it was a lat.
Was it?
Was it a lat with Manaea? I thought it was a lat.
Okay,
I forget.
So,
but either way, he's working his way back.
Yeah, he's working his way back. Yeah. Look, they're gonna have enough offense, right? I mean, you come down to like I was on a team teams in Toronto where we had one of the years we had 1, 2, and 3 in batting. In Roberto Alomar, Paul Molitor, and John Oliver.
You talk about loaded teams. I know we talk about a lot
Joe
about
Carter
the Mets.
And
dude, those teams were...
You almost forget about Molitor.
So it almost like... I think we had... One of the guys was like close to five... No, Jack Morris. Jack Morris, one of the years, he had an ERA right at about 5 and won over 20 games.
Is that true?
And I'm not saying that's what you want.
Steve on that team as well?
Dave Steve was a nice...
He was still there.
Or no?
Boomer was there.
God, you guys were freaking
They got rid of Boomer in spring of 93. They released him, and the Tigers picked him up. Think about that.
In spring of 93, and then look at the career head afterward.
Yeah, oh, by the way, just to button it up, it was the oblique with Mania. Okay. Okay. I just wanted to button that up. Thank you.
But those Blue Jays teams, you guys were loaded.
So I got to figure, I mean, Lindor is going to have greater protection with Alonso. He's got a chip on his shoulder. The fact that he went out there thinking that he and his agent, whoever, told him he was going to get $200 million or whatever.
It's Boris.
He's got to have a chip on his shoulder, which he should. He's gonna surpass all the home run records.
You think he's embarrassed? By the way, I know we got 30, which is the highest AAV for first base this year, but it's 1 year, and then it's an opt out with $6 million less. Like, he didn't get what he thought.
Brendan, I'm gonna say if we were in that boat, right, and we're like that guy. It happens to be Pete. I don't think it's embarrassed. I think I'm pissed.
Mm. Fair enough.
I think I'm like, how'd this happen?
Yeah.
Like, what? And you know,
I hit 40 homers a year.
Yeah. No, he could head out of Yellowstone, but with him and now Soto, I like Vientos. Like, there's some nice depth there dangerous hitters. Not just a dude who's going to walk or maybe slap one to left. Like, it's there's thump.
They're going to force pitchers to work because if you throw them cookies, they're going to hammer you.
Yep. Yep,
and that adds up over the course of a game. Get him into the bullpen.
Averaging 4.5 runs a game? I don't know. Maybe.
All right. How about postseason? Because the goal is not just to get there. I know they need to build sustained success. I want to see a World Series team. You referenced 25 years since you guys were in the World Series. 10 years since they were in the World Series in 2015. It's been even longer since 1986 since they won one. Can they get through in the postseason without that horse atop the rotation?
I would say no. But I could tell you, we saw the Dodgers, which is a super team, and they had a lot of banged up pitchers, right? Yamamoto wasn't really the guy they thought.
Bueller was hurt pretty much all year.
Bueller was hurt for much of it. He was in Oklahoma City for a lot of the rehab.
Flaherty wasn't very good.
Flaherty.
Against at least the Mets, I think, got him pretty good there.
Kershaw was banged up with the back.
Yes. Glasnow.
Yeah.
Tyler Glasnow.
So I think there's a depth issue. I do think you need two or three back-end guys, and that's where I think as you're a Met fan really looking at Edwin Diaz and what are the alternatives where there's mixing and matching from 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. Because if our conversation is true and we're getting a lot of 5 1/3 starts, we're looking for a lot of outs. We're looking for 12 to 15 outs at night. And that, to me, that's why I think the Yankees have done such a good job with that. I mean, Devin Williams is awesome.
That's one
thing. They bring Luke Weaver back.
Like, Cashman's great at that.
Yeah.
I wish he was as good building a lineup, to be honest with you.
Well.
I mean, got a catcher batting first. We don't have any righties. I mean, you don't have a third baseman.
Well, you know, it's unfair. It's unfair to say that. Because, look, even when you have – when you go out and you get your star power guys, right, you're offering – 30, 40 in the case now with Soto and Ohtani, $50 million a year. Like, that cuts into it.
I know.
I don't care how many hot dogs they sell or what the Yes Network's doing or how many people.
You're right.
It's a lot of money.
But that's why you need Vientos and Volpe and eventually Mauricio and these young guys that are making $800,000-$900,000. They got to play
Austin
well.
Austin Wells, for sure. Yeah, no. So there's the mix. Like, if we're – it's easy for us in fantasy baseball. It's like, oh, who do you got? Ohtani. Okay, I take Trout. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, somewhere this roster of 40 is used to get through 162. It really is. And then it's the hottest team.
And it's so different now than it was in your days, because I remember going to the ballpark and seeing the same lineup pretty much every day.
Yeah,
now
that's
true. Different every day. It's a different lineup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was comfort in that, though. I kind of like seeing that same lineup every day, you know?
And the players in the lineup.
I would imagine.
As you
they
know, right?
They're creatures of habit.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
And
they know what to expect.
So I'm 1-for-12 in the last four games.
It's like, all right.
You leave me in there.
Look at the back of my baseball card. Yeah. I'm going to hit 280.
Who else is going to... Oh, I'm sorry.
You got too many of these
The laptop. We don't disagree. Real fast. We know Mendoza's a good manager. Do you see potential for him to be a great manager?
Yes.
Why?
I love the way he communicates. I think he's commanding. I didn't realize... how his presence is a big presence. He's positive. There's a confidence to the way he, you know, all those things you watch, right? Because it's not when your team is winning, right? It's when your team is off, and everybody's starting to like, you know, how do you keep it from not falling off the rails? And he's got a lot of respect. He does. I like him a lot. I'll be honest. I knew of him, but I didn't know him until the last couple of years of getting to know him a little bit over at City. He's He's legit.
Superstar,
he really is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm embarrassed to say that when he first got hired, I said, what are we doing hiring Boone's lackey? Like, come on, another Yankee? Now, I told him that, Al. I took accountability when I met Mendoza, and he appreciated that. He's been great here.
I wonder if the Pittsburgh Pirates fans back in the day said, what are we doing here? We're hiring La Russa's lackey and
Jim
Leland.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Maybe. Hey, man, he turned out to be one of the greats of all time.
Or Buck Showalter? Yeah. Come on. Isn't Ted Williams out there?
another Yankee?
Are you like this when you wake up? Yeah. I mean, we've been around you enough. I love you, President. Are you always like
Lou.
This? He's nuts.
No, I am. I am nuts.
That's the quirky lefty coming out, man.
Well, yeah. So here's my thing. I think, first of all, if you come into the – I love this place.
Oh, it's awesome.
You know, it is what it is. But you should have energy. I think you guys do a great job when people are watching or listening. If you guys sound boring or bored, they're bored.
You nailed it.
Right? So it's not fake. I do drink a lot of coffee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
So, like,
that.
I'm. Yeah.
You mix it in some drugs, too?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's pretty lit up.
No,
make sure you
got to
button that shirt up, Al.
Actually, I never did that kind of stuff. I'm, like, nutty enough. I really am. Ask Johnny Franco next time when his heart almost blew up on the road. I gave him a big. I told him it was a 4-shot vanilla latte. There was more than 4 shots. Ask Johnny next time. He said he's sitting in the dugout in the bullpen. Yes. I think it might have been in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And he comes back and he goes, what the hell? How many shots were in there?
Actually scared? Like he was alarmed? Wow. We had him the other day. Too bad we didn't
ask him next time about the latte, the vanilla latte.
Two more real quick before you leave. How's your son doing? Where are we at with him?
So he's good. He made the team and he's pitching Friday.
Which is game
Boston.
Number two? Or?
Yeah.
Nice.
Crazy.
Wow.
You know, it's a roller coaster. Like I was.
Got to get him to the Mets, Al.
There's very few players, and there's very few, that have like that ascent, that straight line.
Mm-hmm.
I was back and forth. Bobby Witt Jr. and Jack are buddies. They did a lot of stuff, youth baseball and USA Baseball.
Yep.
And I know Senior, so he's texting me when they announced it yesterday. And outside of his son, you know, there's learning, man.
I know.
You know, there's
the
adjustment.
It's the toughest game out
you
there.
You get kicked in the, you know, you got to get up and like, you know, okay, what do I do? Blah, blah, blah.
Is it harder watching your son climb in the minors or being on a big league mound? What's harder for you as his dad?
Good question. I think climbing up.
Because you're not sure if he's going to get
so
there.
So now I'm still nervous for him, right? You guys have kids?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, two,
yes.
A boy and a girl.
So
eight
you
and ten.
Know. Yep. You know. It doesn't matter.
I get
what
it.
Field in the back somewhere or in gym?
Yeah.
Like, you're like.
Your heart's beating for them.
Yeah, and it's not that you want him to be like, oh, you got to be great. You're just like, you feel for him, right?
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
So it doesn't change.
But you don't want him to suck either, let's be totally honest.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If that was the case, then it's like, all right.
He would be the number two pick of the draft.
Make sure your SAT scores are really good. We'll get you into Duke. Who else is going to be there with you at the ballpark for the 25th anniversary? You got Timo Perez in the building?
Ooh.
Benny Agbayani saying that you're going to take out the Yankees in five. You know any of the guest lists here? I mean, they were on the team. What am I talking about?
No. It's just it's a very, very low-key throw out the pitch.
Oh, you throw out the first pitch? Come on, break that news with us. The Yankees announced Pettit today. Al Leiter throwing out the first pitch of the home opener?
I don't know.
Come on, Al.
He's looking at Lou. Lou, can he say it? Just say
it.
Come on,
it's
dude.
Happening.
What, are they
going
to take the ball away from you or go to the bullpen? Come on, dude. Turk Wendell coming out?
Turk. Or how about Dennis Cook?
Oh, remember, the lefty.
So it's not if Joe West, the umpire, body slammed him when Denny Cook was.
I don't remember that
one. Yeah.
I remember both of the men. I don't remember that.
Denny was tough, man. He was wiry then, but he will.
Really?
Boom.
Are you throwing it out to another teammate?
I'm actually not. I will say this. I think, honestly, I have no idea. There's going to be a little something, I'm assuming. But I wasn't told anything. I was like, great, opening day. It's always a good thing.
But it's more than just you out there. It's going to be a couple of your 2,000 teammates.
Yeah.
Well, come on, this is exciting.
Now I feel like there's somebody probably at the rest going, God, what the heck?
Well, again, what are they going to do? They're going to take the honor away? Just tell us what's
good
going
thing.
On,
I honestly don't know. There's a few guys.
They trotted out some mascots yesterday about a race. I think this is a good thing for the Mets. Let us know who's throwing out the first pitch. Al Leiter, Franco, we want the 2,000 Mets to be honored, not this stupid Subway thing. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's great. And, you know, look, having a chance, and Jerry Seinfeld was right, and I always get on my friends who hate the other team.
You probably
hate the Red Sox. You hate the Mets?
I don't hate them. My dad's an old Dodger fan who loved the Mets. I don't hate the Mets. I hate the Red Sox.
All right.
Can't stand the Red Sox.
And you have a son?
Yeah.
How old?
10. Just turned 10.
All right, so he becomes the next Anthony Volpe.
Okay.
So in the 2000...
That's this guy, by the way.
In the 2031 draft,
mm-hmm.
the Boston Red Sox with the 13th pick selects, what's your son's name?
Colt Tierney. From Dale Barton.
Colt, right? Tierney.
From Dale Barton.
And I say that, I said this to Michael Volpe. I said, that could have happened. I said, what would you do?
Biggest Red Sox fan in the world. See you, Yankees. Goodbye.
Now ask me.
Seinfeld was right. Okay.
Easiest
ask
question
me, my
in the
daughter
world.
Gets drafted one day, hypothetically, by the Yankees. I'm still a Met fan, Sammy. Come on. Danny, grow up a Met fan.
Yeah, but you know. Hey, what, oh, is that Benigno?
No. What do you mean, Benigno? No.
I'm just saying.
That was Joe Benigno.
I'm giving you a hypothetical. And we don't know in 2050. Maybe it'll be co-ed. We don't know one day.
I would love
that. Maybe she'll play for the Liberty.
Are you kidding? I got three daughters. I think that we would love to have, right? I mean, that would be amazing.
All right.
Yeah, so maybe be your daughter.
Looking,
she'll get drafted by the Yankees.
I want to be a
still be a Met fan.
Hey, 5 seconds, literally. Yeah. Who's the best baseball player in New York right now? The best all-around player? I'm just curious. Number one player in baseball.
Judge.
New York. There you go. Nice seeing you, Al.
I can't.
Good job, buddy.
I'm not dethroning. No.
Good to see you, Al.
Sun was great. It's not. Listen,
post-season.
I like chocolate chip mint, and I like butter pecan.
Yeah.
I love them both.
I know, but one tastes better in October than the other.
Oh!